Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey, hey, it's your girl Lady Free.
And I'm Pastor J.
With his cowboy gear. See, he be playing too much. But y'all listen, today we have a fireball topic for you. And we are talking about communication, respect, and trust, and how it plays a role in the relationships in the 21st century. So we want you guys to come on, stay tuned, join in, because we have a hot one for you today. And you know it does not work without you. So if you want to know how this plays a role in relationships today, I want you guys to stay tuned and come on back, because we got it for you. That's today. Right. Let's get it.
Let's get it. What up? What's popping?
What's up? What's up?
How y'all doing? Y'all come on in, man.
Shift Real Talk. Real Talk Tuesdays is in the building.
What's up, Sheena? Remember, y'all, we don't own the rights to none of this music. Not yet. We gonna be putting our own music on here
we
soon.
We coming with some, but not
Al.
Right
we
yet.
Gonna, Al West, I need some music, Al.
That's right.
This is my boy Jules Judah, y'all.
Keisha on the line, and we have Charlotte, my sister, on the line. Sheena, what's up, baby girl? So,
how's everybody doing today?
It's listen, time y'all. For us to get it
I just in. Wanted to rip championship team real quick before I take this mask off. That's
this guy.
All. I just wanted to rip the championship team before this episode.
This guy.
That's all
right. We talk about communication, so let's make it happen.
Yeah, yeah.
He said speak it, right?
That's right.
Life and death is in the power of the tongue. We are the champions.
So listen, y'all. Hey, Kim. How you doing, Kim?
Kim
Scott. Hey, y'all. While everybody's coming on, I'm going to take this championship mask off now. I think it's time for, championship mask, Sheena. Take this championship mask off now. Now y'all can hear me. Can y'all hear me? Hey,
we are the Cowboys. Keisha.
Keisha Langston, what's up? Too much no, it ain't. It ain't enough cowboy attire. We're going to sit this right here. Right here. Next to the little note. Hey, y'all. So listen, y'all. Y'all come on in. Y'all come on in. Like, share. And as we coming in, if y'all are representing any churches, any pastors y'all want us to give a shout out to, let us know what churches you attend so we can give y'all a shout out. Y'all gonna put that up while people are coming on in.
That's right. And
yeah,
make
go
sure
put
you
your churches
put where
up,
you
your
from.
Pastors, put where you're
what
from.
What city you from.
What city you're from, well, what church you represent, man, so we can give y'all a shout out.
That's right.
We represent Shift the Movement.
The Movement become part of the Shift.
Shift the Movement
happens.
Yes.
It's going down.
Yes. This your song in the background, Kim? That's what's up.
That's
Giants
right.
To be continued. That ain't no church, Sheena. Well, actually, it need to be a church.
Like them saints.
Y'all come on in, y'all. Why do I don't know. I guess I hear so many people on Facebook Live say come on in until I say it. I don't know why they be saying come on in.
It's the culture.
It's the culture.
At
see how you
point,
see how yeah.
It caught on. Like
see how
fire. Y'all, I said today's conversation is going to be a fireball. Yeah. So come on in. We talking about communication, respect, and
shared. Thank you, Sheena.
Trust in a relationship.
Sheena said shared.
How does it play a role? Kia, what's up, baby? We love you too. Much love to you.
Much love, Kia Thompson, my daughter
much
from Houston.
Much love, much love.
New York City in the house. We got New York City. I hope they're doing
NY.
All right. Cowboys will choke, big bro. No, they won't, Al West. They will not choke.
They will not choke. We will not speak that.
I smell that heat all the way here.
You smell
I
it, babe.
Smell it.
You smell it. What does it smell like?
It ain't too pleasant. See? It ain't like, it smell like roses.
And roses really smell.
New York City, we got New York City in the house.
We gotta stop.
Anybody else? Come on, y'all. I know. There's a lot of live. I seen a lot of stuff going on tonight, but we's gonna still press forward, press toward the mark.
Yeah.
Press toward the prize.
We are pressing. We are pressing,
y'all. Y'all going in, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
My sister's
Aaliyah,
on here.
What's up, guys?
Medford, New York.
Welcome.
That's right.
Welcome into
the
our
Church
house.
Of Medford. Hey, we're gonna give the Church of Medford and Medford, New York, a shout out.
All right, shouting out to the Church
to the pastor
of
Medford.
Medford.
Yes, yes. We pray God's blessings over
abundance.
That ministry. Yes,
abundance. Let the word flow.
Moses
freely.
Banks. The Moses Banks.
Uh-oh.
That
not
is my
the,
boy.
Not
yes.
The
Moses Banks. From Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn.
That's my boy. I love you, man. I love Moses, man.
All that, right.
Moses,
all right.
Moses, actually, he don't even know it, man, but he taught me a lot musically.
Oh, wow.
And in ministry. He taught me a lot,
well,
man.
Thank you.
I sat up on the Moses, man.
Thank you.
Real good guy.
Very
real good
sir.
Guy. Love you, man. For real. But me and my wife...
Bishop Blessing Samuel at Royal Place Ministries International.
Bishop
Blessing.
Shout Blessings.
Out
shout
to
out
Bishop
Blessing.
To
Bishop Blessing.
Let
shout
the
out
ministry
to the,
flow.
To Bishop Blessing.
Let it flow.
He got a blessing in it in his name. Man,
that's
don't even,
right.
They even got to ask for it.
It's already
just,
there.
Just say his name.
Like Campbell Soup, it's in there.
It's in there.
It's in there. All right. So,
hey,
y'all listen.
Any more churches, y'all, before we get started? We're just trying to break the ice, y'all, before we get started with this great conversation tonight. Before this great conversation tonight we got coming, we just want to kind of just... Yeah, it's coming, y'all.
It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming, y'all. We glad for y'all to tuning in with us, y'all. Those are coming in. What is that, Aaliyah? Axis Church. We bless God for the Axis Church.
All right, Axis Church.
All right, Axis.
On the Axis.
All right, Axis
yes,
Church.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Axis that got access.
Okay, access granted.
That's right. Y'all come
See,
on.
Again, you guys, I'm Lady Free, and this is your
Pastor
boy,
Jay.
Pastor Jay, and we are here with Shift Real Talk, Real Talk Tuesdays.
Real
guys.
Talk Tuesdays, and we
yes.
want to continue the conversation that we've been having, y'all, on trust, mm-hmm. on trust, on
yeah. trust.
Trust. What is it, baby?
Trust. It's communication.
Communication, yeah.
The transparency of community that you have to have when trust is broken. We're talking about how respect and trust and communication play a part in relationships in the 21st century.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
in the 21st century.
Yeah.
Amen.
Today. In these Amen. Times.
Well, we're going to get started, y'all. We're going to get started.
Yeah.
We're going to get started. We're going to come on. Today, I'm going to ask my wife to lead us in prayer today
okay.
before we get started, and then we're going to get started.
Amen.
So lead us in a
Amen.
Word of prayer.
All right, y'all. Let's get this prayer started, Lord Jesus.
Mm. Hallelujah.
We praise your holy name, Lord God, for you are good. Lord, as a matter of fact, you are great, and you are greatly to be praised. We thank you right now for this opportunity, for this platform, Lord God, that we can all come together and voice our opinions, voice some truth from your word, Lord God. Real people, real love, real relationships, Lord God. This institution that you brought together, Lord, so that we can learn how to do it your way. Have your way in this place. Allow us to say only what it is that you have for us to speak, Lord God. And let's have some good communication all across the board. Thank you, Lord, again for who you are in our lives. Bless each and every home, Lord God, that is represented in this nation today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
But that music seemed to make you pray better, don't it?
I'm trying to tell you. Hallelujah.
My God.
Have your way.
My God.
Have your way.
All right. So.
So we're gonna get started today, y'all. We're going to get started. I'm glad y'all going to check in. But, we were talking about the last couple of weeks. We've been talking about being able to recover if trust has been broken.
Right.
In a relationship, if trust has been broken,
can you recover?
Can you recover?
Hmm.
And then a lot of people were chiming in. And I believe, see, our goal really is to just make sure that we keep everybody in the mindset that God can fix anything.
Anything.
And God can do anything but fail. But fail.
Come on with it.
He can do anything but fail.
And that is anything.
And that's anything. And that when I say anything, there's nothing that's too hard.
There is nothing. That's the word. You in the book, Doc.
There's nothing
you in the book.
Too hard for my God.
Come on.
There's nothing too hard.
That's right.
So even if trust was broken, I promise you, there are methods that God will give you to get through.
There are methods.
Yes.
Come on.
There are methods.
Formulas for this.
Yes. And, right. and two, the number will be posted. Our number will be posted up. So if you want to call in, if you got a question, you want to call in, let's talk. If you want to get involved in the conversation, call in and we'll talk. We'll put you a part of the live. We know Sheena's going to call in a minute.
And we do apologize. Last week was our first week doing the phone call.
Yeah, she was hanging up on folks.
And I was hanging up quick. I apologize.
It's
I don't want to be like at a funeral and say limit your comments to like 2 minutes or whatever. Just be mindful of how long the conversation is. But I wasn't trying to hang up on nobody, I promise. It was me. It wasn't you, it was me.
I want to start off, I was reading today, and I was reading this scripture, and this scripture kind of blessed me, and I believe this.
Raphael, good evening.
I believe that this scripture, Brother Peter, God bless you.
Peter.
Good evening, man. I want to share the scripture with you guys. It's from the minor prophet. It's a minor prophet. Minor, not one even a major prophet. From the book of Habakkuk. From the book of Habakkuk, the second chapter and the third verse.
Yeah,
and this blessed me because it just really made me understand a whole lot more when it came to communicating and understand what we get into and how God operates.
Right.
This says, for the revelation awaits an appointed time.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. The revelation awaits an appointed time.
It's an appointment.
It speaks of the end and will not prove false.
Not false.
Though it lingers, wait for it.
Wait for it.
It will certainly come.
It will come.
And will not delay.
It will not tarry. It will not tarry. We talking about the revelation.
I shouted when I read that today.
Wow, and what did it mean to you?
It meant to me that God's plan, God has a plan. The revelation, God's plan.
Yeah.
Is going to come to pass.
He's going to reveal it.
It is promised by God that he is going to fulfill his word.
He's going to do
and
his
word. And a lot of times, most of us get into relationships. And when we get into relationships, you get into relationships in the middle of somebody going through that process of
healing.
They're going through that process.
They're in the middle of that process.
Yeah. So a lot of us get into relationships while people are in the middle of their process.
In the middle.
And so what we try to do is now when we come in, we come in and try to control what's going on because we're dealing with some stuff ourselves.
Yeah.
So what that does is it kind of hinders the communication because now you have a in-between person that's going in toward this process, and you have somebody who's really not even selfishly, because that to me, that's selfish. Here's a person that you get with knowing that he's going through the process, and you still get with him and you try to control that. So a lot of times, communication is hindered because of a person's process.
Okay, so are you saying it's hindered because you don't, sometimes people get in relationships not knowing where that person is.
Not knowing where that person is in that
so
process.
So they could be in the middle.
Yeah. And a lot of times, see, in the middle of that process, sometimes people are reaching.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we get that, praise your way out of it. Come on, God, bring me out of it.
Right,
and it's like, no, you got to go through it.
Come on with the
You have through. To go all the way through it.
Come on
and,
with
it.
The
don't
through.
Ask God to take you out of it.
Right.
God is right there in the middle of
He's
it with you.
He's in the middle of it.
He's in the middle of it. So the thing is, understanding that if I, because I had to do it. I mean, trust me.
I love your transparency.
Yeah. I had to learn, especially before we got married. I was in the middle of finding myself out.
My God.
So I came with an attitude and listen, y'all, everybody's pain looks different.
Yeah.
Everybody's pain looks different. It looks different. Some people hide it with trying to be tough.
Right. Arrogant.
Arrogant.
Arrogant is one of the big ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your pain is hidden. I promise
right,
you.
Right.
And a lot of times, as saints of God, we got to really understand that it is God's love that covers all of that multitude.
Right. Al West, you say try not to come into a new situationship with previous issues.
Now, this is profound.
A question I have for you, Al. What if that person does have previous issues? Should they totally be healed of all issues before they try to get into a situationship with you?
And my thing too, man, is like, as everybody has issues.
Everybody has issues.
So us as Christians and people of God, mm-hmm. how do we deal with those issues? Do we throw these people away? Even though, because the thing we don't have to be in a relationship with them. Right. We don't have to be in a relationship with these people. But if we come across these people as us being children of God, do we throw them away?
We could be that ministering angel
that God is sending through their life in the middle of their
right.
Going
they could
through.
Be praying for something, and God says, "Okay, I'm gonna send Al West because
what's
I know
up, Larry Warren?
I put something in Al to help Al with that
That's
situation.
Right. That's right.
And when they come with the issue that you're equipped to handle. But if you're going through yourself, or if you're not mindful of the fact that God put that in you and you're strong enough to deal with it God's way, then you will probably throw somebody away. Larry, what's up, Larry? Brother?
And I got a client, y'all. I got a client. And mm-hmm. I'm sure he ain't gonna mind me sharing his situation.
Don't say his name.
I'm not gonna say his name, but I'm his situation. Now this is crazy. It's not crazy, but it is
common.
It's common. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we think it's difficult. Now he just had a baby, mm-hmm. right? Now, because his baby's mother, because they're not married, because his baby mother is she's been dealing with some stuff. He had a baby with her.
Right.
They had a baby. Now he's in the baby's life. He's doing everything. He's babysitting. He's doing everything, taking mm-hmm. care. But the thing is, the baby mama is in the house. They're in the house together now.
Okay.
They're in the house together, and they can't get along. Now, mm-hmm. they cannot get along. Mm-hmm. So he is like, I'm focused on just my kids. So whatever she going through, I'm going to let her deal with that mm-hmm. because it's more important for me to stay focused and be all I could be for my kids. And so the thing is, they're fighting each other. They're actually in child support court right now. And she's fighting for child support, and he's in the house. So I'm sitting here asking them, so why are y'all fighting? What are y'all fighting for? A lot of times, as Christians, y'all, we cannot get involved in a fight.
Okay.
We have to give up the fight.
Give
up the fight. Now, what I told him was, I said, because everybody's pain is different. Now, you don't understand probably what she's going through, because a lot of times when people go through issues while they were younger, they try to control what goes on when they get older.
Right.
Now, she had her problem with her father wasn't in her life.
Uh-huh.
So now she's under protection mode because now she right. don't want the kids to experience the same abandonment that she experienced.
That brick wall we was talking about.
So there's that brick wall of protection. Yep. So what she's doing is fighting. But what I told him
Angel,
what up?
Okay,
sis?
Go ahead, my bad.
What I told him was, yeah, she may be hard to deal with, but you got to understand everybody's, hey, Marquita,
everybody's, what's up, baby?
Pain looks different.
Everybody's
so,
pain
in other
different.
Words, what
Absolutely.
She's actually doing is she may be coming at you with a fight posture, but she's really crying out. Can you see I'm hurting? Can you see I don't understand how to deal with this? Because you're showing me no. First of all, they're not married. So if they had a baby and they're not married, he didn't show her no level of commitment.
Before,
yeah. Now, because I always say, if you get enough to...
So that's something, too. When you in a relationship and that person does not show you that they want to be committed to you, that already brings up some insecurities.
That's right.
They could abandon you at any moment. One foot in, one foot out.
Yes, yes.
It's tough when you're in a relationship and there is no sign of commitment and you have to wonder, are we together or are we just kicking it? Or yeah. That's tough. That's tough.
But again, a mishap in the midst of communication, only because as a child of God, we don't really understand the love that we are required to maintain and to display.
Wow. Come on.
Because even in the midst of her fight, I told him, I said, in the midst of her fight, you required to love her no matter what.
And love does not mean sex.
And love does not mean you got to be with her, but no, love means
show that kind of care.
When you put love on somebody, now mind you, it don't have to be sex. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is because God is love, you're putting God on the situation.
Right.
Displaying God and you're giving God to the situation.
You're about to make me run. You better stop. Kimmy says something. She says, we need to heal before starting in these relationships.
That's right, Kimmy. Hey, Kimmy.
And hey, girl. Yeah, my bad. And Kia says, the beginning of strife is like releasing water. Wow. Therefore, stop contention before a quarrel starts. That's Proverbs. Come on with the Proverbs 17.
Then she
14.
Back to, that's my daughter. Then she back to the scripture.
That's right.
You better go
that's
ahead.
That's right. See, and the thing is, even in those situations, when you dealing with someone who is going through those, displaying their pain, what do you do? Do you just dismiss them? Yeah, they lied. Yes, they cheated. Yes, I mean, and all these things, and I'm not making light of it, trust me. But when these things happen, what do you do with the things that God reveals to you? Because like I said before, that scripture with the speck in your eye, mm-hmm. you cannot see a speck in somebody's eye unless you're allowed to be close. So yeah. When you're in close relationship with people and you start seeing their flaws, what do you do with them? Do you throw them back up in their face? Do you dog them out because of what their flaws are? Or do you take them to God and ask God to show you what to do with them? Al, you reiterated too. He said, if it's meant, real prayer will sustain through the confusion.
Al West.
Come on. Al
West, you're going to have to do Bible study at the church.
Al, that was good. Real. He said if it's meant.
If it's meant.
That's right.
But the thing is, all situations that we get into is meant.
Uh-oh, come on. I like where this is going.
All situations that we get into is meant. Even against our will. Uh-huh. Our life is orchestrated and ordained by God.
Have y'all ever seen an orchestra? It's so intricate in every detail.
Yes.
And the sound is beautiful. Everything worked together.
And the thing is, Sheena and Al, we love you guys. If God allows you to see a person's flaws, you got to ask yourself, why am I allowed to see the inner parts, the
Come
most
on.
Deepest secrets of this person?
Why was I me, allowed to be
Is
close?
It for me to throw it up in an argument or use it for argument's sake? Or is it for me to take it to God to really help with this soul?
Yeah.
And then
if you care about that person enough, when you see certain things they got going on that they do that don't seem, that seems quite sketchy, you'll say, okay, as somebody I care about, how do I handle this? Not...
Yeah.
Just automatically react according to what you're feeling because of what you saw or what you heard or whatever happened.
And two, understand this, y'all. Understand this. Like I said before, everybody's pain look different. But true, pain always go away. But the thing is, what we do is wounds only close if we allow them to heal.
Right.
We can't keep tapping the wound and, you know what I'm saying, and expecting... You know, it to go away, and
right.
it's going. We're only irritating it.
You know? Oh my God!
We're only irritating that wound. So we got so for the wound to heal, you almost got to forget the wound is there.
You have to. You can't keep peeling the scab.
You can't keep peeling. Because you're going. What you're going to do now is you're going to cater to that pain.
Oh my!
You cater to that pain. And everything that looks like it's going to come against that wound, you're going to really, because you're catering, you're protecting the pain.
Right. And that whole relationship is going to be, at this point, you catering to that pain.
You catering to the pain.
That is definitely a situationship. That is not a
relationship. That's a situationship, y'all. That's a situationship. And realize this, y'all. People always evolve. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why.
Come on with
it. There are two ways, and I'm a living witness. There are two ways that people learn.
Uh-huh.
There are two ways that people learn. I always say this.
Talk about it.
They learn through instruction.
Uh-huh.
And they learn through experience. Now, the thing is, we learn through experience because we don't listen to instruction. We learn, a lot of us would, if we would really listen to God the first time, then God wouldn't take us through that experience. But thing he did say, that everybody's going to know this word by the time it's all said and done. So you're not going to get away from going through it. That's why I said you got to go through it.
And it's a reason why we are asked by God to go through it. It's a reason he gave us some long suffering in that fruit. It's a reason, because we have to be the ones to come on behalf of God as his mouth and help somebody else who's going through mental health issues. That is being played a lot today in this world. Every commercial, everywhere you turn around, you hear mental health. Well, in the Christian community, guess what we're supposed to be? We're supposed to be those counselors that come alongside people to help them understand it God's way.
That's right. And two,
but we don't want to stay. We don't want to go through.
And I was telling somebody this the other day too. A lot of miscommunication problems that we have is really a lot of things what we tell ourselves.
It's the story.
It's the story we tell ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's really only sometimes from the place that we're in life.
Yeah.
If some of us are in a low place and everything that comes at us looks low.
What? Low the bar.
It looks low.
Hello. Yeah. Here you go.
If you're in a low place in your life, then everything in your vision looks low.
Wow. So wouldn't it make sense then that the one who sits high?
Ow!
You bet.
Girl.
Don't you, boy.
Girl, she's preaching on here.
You better stop with that. But seriously,
we got to finish this podcast.
So then that makes sense that the one who sits high and looks low, with his perspective being what it is, seeing everything, shouldn't we go to him when we in our low place?
That's right.
That's most of us.
And two, y'all, here's another nugget I'm going to throw at y'all.
Come on with the nuggets.
A lot of times when we've been done wrong in a relationship, to know why we were done wrong does not heal the situation. Because a lot of times we ask the questions, why? Why did you do this?
Right.
Why?
Right.
I want to know so we start asking these questions that don't heal.
Wow.
Those questions only tend to the wound.
Wow.
The only thing that heals is knowing who does it.
You better. Okay, the y'all. Only thank person... you guys for sharing with us today. We're going to go to the house. That's what ministry does to me. I mean, really?
Yes. You got to know.
You got to know the who.
You got to know who and not why. You got to know who.
Because why does not heal you, right? Mm-mm. You are so right.
Why don't heal you?
We want to know why, though, because it's almost like we're trying to make sense of the situation. Possibly so we can do something about it so it won't happen.
You cannot make sense of somebody else's journey. You can't do it.
You cannot make sense of sin.
That's why I said you got to ask. You got to really get to know what God would have you to do in that situation.
In that relationship.
That's the
Come
difference
on.
Between responding and reacting.
Come on. Okay. So, okay. This is good. Responding and reacting.
Responding
help me with that.
And reacting.
All right.
When you react, what you do is you go on how your emotional feelings are feeling for this moment.
For the moment.
So you're going to respond on your emotional high.
You're
going
to act on your emotions.
You're
going to
act on your emotions. That's what reacting is.
Uh-huh.
But when you respond, you get in that secret closet.
Come on with the response.
And you go to God. You go to God, and he begins to talk to you in that secret closet.
Yeah.
And he begins to tell you what you need to do.
Yeah.
So when God has you respond, he fixes the situation.
He'll give you the response.
He will give you the response.
And in the meantime, he'll work on the hearts of those people, the person you're supposed to be responding to, yes. So they'll receive the response.
So they'll receive the response.
Y'all better talk about it. Why not do it this way? Why react? Go off our emotions straight out the gate. Why not say, okay, take a minute, because y'all, we are powerful in God. We know how to do this.
Yes.
It's like we have been dumbed down so much in this world as humans.
That's right,
we have
Sheena.
Been told that we are too weak in the mind to do so many things. The heart want what the heart want. I can't help it. You only live once. No, I heard Darius Daniels or one of them pastors say, I think it was Michael Todd say, no, Christians live twice. It's not a YOLO for us.
Yeah, you live your only once.
So it's like we have to learn how to do it the right way.
The right way, y'all.
So we can get the results we need. We need these results. This is a must.
We need results.
So when Jesse do something stupid, can I say that in that way?
Call it what you need to call it, baby.
Well, it's not stupid. When he do something that's contrary to the way you know how we do it, that's stupid.
What it is.
But when he does something contrary to what I believe he should do, and vice versa, because I do stupid stuff too, I don't just go off what I feel anymore. What I do is, he's right. I go that's inside right, and I just be like, man, okay, God, I do that little prayer. And then God shows me how to respond to his pain.
Mm-hmm.
He shows me how to respond. And then he also work on Jesse's heart to the point where when I come to him with this, because sometimes it's hard stuff you got to come to that person with, he's able and willing a lot of times to receive it. Sometimes I don't have to say nothing.
Read what Larry wrote. Larry wrote something very profound.
Larry said, decide to forgive or to be forgiven.
Yes.
Make a conscious decision to love by trying to let go of the past.
Yes, you have to. You have to.
He says, be open to self-growth and improvement. You can't repair broken trust with just promises and statements of forgiveness.
That's right. Action.
Wow.
Speak, Larry. Oh, my God, Larry. Larry, that was so profound,
yes,
bro.
Broken trust can be
so in other words, if you don't show some remorse or really just some being godly, like I need, like the thing is knowing that we can't do this by ourselves,
right?
We need God to help us.
We need God.
So it's just really becoming to that point where it's like, God, I give up the fight. There you go. It's giving up the fight.
Isn't that
it's
the
a
sign
surrender.
Of surrender.
It's a surrender.
Right.
Lord, I can't fight this because I cannot do that.
And then you better lift your hands like a baby up to him and say, Abba, Father, I need you.
Yes, yes.
Pick me up. I be telling him to pick me up sometimes.
And I need
to be held.
To Sheena, I want to say, Sheena, I know you're still on the line. I want to say this. A lot of times, what we do is because of things that we went through that may have been disappointing to us. So when we get in situations or when we get around other situations and it's not what we think, then what we try to do is control the outcome. Now, the thing is, we subliminally do it because we have the heart to really help people.
Right, right. Oh,
so we have the heart to help people. Mm-hmm. So we subliminally don't want that person to fall.
Wow.
So what we do now is we protect. We do that with our kids.
We go in protection
we
mode.
Go straight into protection mode. Oh, I don't want my kid to fall. Oh, my God. Let me get them skate. Put them on. My son used to ride a bike and she always wanted a helmet on it. And I said, yeah, that's good for protection, but let him learn how to ride the bike.
let him get
some couple of bruises so he know how to stay up. You know what I'm saying? So what we try to do is we try to protect people from going through their process, and we can't do that.
Yeah.
We cannot get in the way.
Yes, and try
to control the outcome.
We cannot because... Really, to be honest, the only thing that is consistent is change.
Yes.
Control is an illusion.
Yes.
We don't control anything. And a lot of times when we try to control a situation, we make it worse.
Yes. Larry said, but God, we definitely need God. I tried to do it on my own. I'm saying that because that was me, Larry.
And it
does not work.
Larry,
I am a living witness, Larry.
It does not work, man.
It does not work. It don't work, y'all. It don't work.
Y'all, this is some stuff we need to share. with other people. We need to share this because we can turn this ship around. We can turn these relationships, situationships, all of these ships. We can turn them around, guys.
Wait, Sheeta said, right, God has to let them fall, but I will have a Band-Aid if he needs.
Oh, yes, baby. Look, Sheena, get the Band-Aids.
She's a wife.
As a mother.
That's a wife.
Oh, yeah. She you definitely is
you
a wife.
You know what, though? Here's
a man
thing.
That findeth Sheena findeth yeah, a
man that's going to find Sheena, I promise you, that is a good wife right there. But
that's
at the
right.
End of
have
the day,
that Band-Aid for him.
We have to realize. See, the thing, y'all, listen, this is another thing that we do in communication. We have to realize that. Everybody thinks differently. Everyone thinks differently. Everyone has a different process. Right. Everyone went through their situation. You remember, diamonds are not diamonds until they are crushed. So everybody's crushing is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's crushing is different. Hey, Charlotte.
Charlotte, I gave you some love for that one. Charlotte says, if you never fall, how will you know how to get up?
You're not going to know how to get
up. You're not going to know how to get up. Mm-mm. Tina Turner is on the line. We miss
Kimberly
you,
Scott.
Tina. Where you been, girl?
Kim said,
Kim
hey,
is
Tina.
On the line. Kim says, what, baby?
If we don't go through messy situations, we will never know how to trust God. That's right.
That's right.
If God, if we don't, if
I'm giving
if,
you some love, Kim.
The thing that's true. I made me lose my thought the last time, but that's okay. We're gonna come up, but we're gonna come back. But that's true, y'all. God, for God to deliver us out of a situation, there got to be a situation for God to deliver us out of.
Right, how do you know he'll deliver us?
How would you know? I'm not going to say too much this corona thing because this corona got the world scared. And but I ain't going to say too much because I don't want to get cut off.
Please,
I don't want
it
to shut the show
canceled.
Down. But y'all know I trust God. That's all I'm going to say.
Uh-huh.
I believe God because if we preach every Sunday that God is a healer,
come
and
on,
by
he's
his
a
stripes,
healer.
And by his stripes
right.
We are healed,
right.
Why are we walking in fear? And why are we walking in fear? I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave that alone because that's a whole other subject
right, that is
for
a whole
other day.
Come on, because that'll take up some,
that's the
some
thing,
other stuff.
Some people will spend a lifetime until they settle. The thing is, you don't have to. It took the Israelites, they took them a 4-day journey. It took them 40 years. You know why? Because they didn't believe.
So it's not about settling. It's about
believing.
It's
not about settling. It's about understanding and knowing who you are.
And come on.
It's about knowing who you
are.
You
gotta know who you are.
Until you know who you are, it will take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be set. You won't, actually, nobody will settle with you.
And then let's say you got some water that's been sitting on the counter for a minute. And you look at the bottom. Everything at the bottom has settled to the bottom.
Wow.
You don't want that water.
You don't want that.
You don't want anything. If you have to say, well, at least he, well, girl, at least he, and the dude said, well, man, at least she. If you have to say at least, then you need to be on your knees in your secret place because I don't want at least nothing. I want at most everything God has for me.
Everything, y'all.
At most.
Everything. We cannot control how things go.
Yes.
You cannot control.
You cannot.
How things go. So we don't communicate to manipulate to get it to go the way we think it's going to go.
And
the
trust
way we think,
because you know, that manipulation is magic. And
yes.
Only the magicians was in Moses' day, the magicians was found out to be false, to be fake. You don't want to be a fake. Don't manipulate in your situations. That is not good communication.
That is not good communication.
You have to commune with that person in order to communicate. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
Am I right about it?
Communicate, baby.
Let's have some communion.
What?
I went too far, didn't I?
So what do you think of some things? I want y'all, what do you think of some things that would really, really hinder me from communicating with you? Let's use me and you as a sentence. What do you think that and your experiences with me? Because we have a great communication. But what do you think would hinder the things that would stop our communication?
Okay, talking to me wrong, even though it's what you're feeling, you say it to me.
So what you're saying is not what I say. It's how I say it.
Disrespect me because you're feeling some kind of way about something you heard, misheard, or whatever. Don't disrespect me by raising your voice and talking to me wrong. My daddy didn't even do that.
Now, what if I'm just, because now me, no me, because this is something
That's
we do.
That's why I'm saying this.
This is something we do. I'm from New York. You know what I'm saying? And where the trains was loud, where the sirens was ringing every 5 minutes.
Right. So you I'm from New York, so so y'all talk loud.
I'm naturally loud.
That's different than being disrespectful. In
so
your
a lot of times, my being loud, I know you ain't yelling at me.
Oh no. Don't play it, because anybody that knows Jesse Sharon and anybody that knows me know that
that's right, Sheena.
That we're gonna keep it real. Mm-hmm. You used to be disrespectful in your tone. It's one thing to talk loud like a New Yorker, and it's one thing to be disrespectful in your tone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that will hinder the communication, because I would often say, remember I used to say, I can't hear you. Yeah. I can't hear you when you're talking to me like that.
Yes.
So another,
do y'all believe, hey, Francina Payne, how you doing? Kingsborough
hello,
in the house.
Hello, Kingsborough.
So do y'all agree with that? Do you agree with this? If somebody's talking to you loud, do you take that as a level of disrespect, even if they are just a naturally loud person?
No, that's not what I'm saying. So that's an unfair question to ask. Don't try to make it seem like that you was just loud. No, sir. Disregard.
Black love.
Because, yes, ma'am, black love in the house. Listen, another thing that will cause communication to lack between us is if I feel like you're not hearing me. I don't know why it is, but if I feel like that you're not hearing me, a lot of times I subconsciously may not hear you either. I'm just saying
So look, y'all, there's another, I need y'all to understand this. I need y'all to get this. Okay, you mean like why not again? Why not? I don't know what you're talking about. Say it again. Tone of voice can determine outcome. Yes.
Yeah, she said, you mean like, why not against? Why not?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm just loud.
It's the difference, Shane. Yeah. And you know the girl, you from the NY, you know the difference. It's that loud, that ball up of the lip, that bucking of the eyes, the certain things that you used to say, how you used to say them, and the cuss words and all of that stuff. When you used to tell me to leave you the fill in the blank alone.
So all right. So
am I? I'm just being. I'm, this,
you're right.
This
you're
was
right.
In the past,
no.
Guys.
I understand that.
We passed that. So God has healed him.
So what if? Here's another question. What if? And this was a question that we were talking about the other day. What if? After working all day.
Uh huh.
And you come home, and your wife, your spouse, wants to be. Spend time with you.
Uh-huh.
And you tell your spouse, look, I've been working all day. I need at least an hour to unwind.
Okay.
Is that a level of disrespect, or what do you do?
No.
Do you come in and say, I respect that. I'm going to give you an hour, but when you're done, come in, you know, you understand you got, you know, or do you get upset and then you add on to.
Because
like
I've been waiting all day for you, and
yeah,
all
you've been
of a
waiting
sudden
all
you're
day,
and you need an hour. Okay, while y'all thinking about that, to answer that question, Keisha said posture. One word,
posture.
Keisha. Powerful. Okay.
You know what?
Posture.
Well, first of all, communication is not always verbal.
Come on, it's a posture.
Communication is not always, because women, let me tell y'all women can say some words, very disgusting words without saying it. Y'all can tell some men off without even saying a word.
Right. Kia says you
give
them
time. Yes.
I believe that you should, because that person is communicating to you what they need.
Communication. Again.
Yeah.
Again.
And I'm here for meeting needs.
Oh,
I'm here for meeting needs. What's Kimmy says?
Kimmy said, that's not disrespectful to ask me for me time, but just be sensitive to your mate. Yes.
Okay. You be sensitive.
Kim said, you respect that from your spouse. They may need time to unwind.
Yes. They need time to unwind. And there's nothing wrong with that. We keep saying need. That's something they're communicating
need. But see, the thing is, a lot of people who... Now, this is why it's so important to really understand your mate.
Uh-huh.
Because some people really need time.
Right, especially...
Some people, that is their love language, quality time.
Right.
And sometimes that quality time, it gets a little insensitive because this person really wants to spend time, yeah. But... I just been talking to people all day, and I don't want to come home and have to talk some more.
Right.
I need to unwind.
and if you like me, you're a talkative person. I had to learn that. I had to learn to give Jesse his time. Yes, so he would probably come home from working and everything. After he gives me my hello, he'll go in there on the sofa and get on his phone and start playing his Words with Friends. And at first I used to get kind of offended, like, am I going to have to compete with your phone for attention? Because my love language is quality time. But once I realized that he's not, it's not a competition. Right now, he's been on his feet all day. He's been talking to people all day. He's been counseling people in his barbershop chair all day. And he needs some time. Now, when he get home, I'd be like, babe, I'm going to give you about an hour or two. You know, well, not two. I ain't going to even lie like that. But, baby, I'm going to give you about an hour. He plays his game and he do his thing. Look, our producer.
Little praise break. I'm sorry.
Our producer over here, he laughing at me because he already know ain't no 2 hours nothing. It's probably 30 minutes to be honest, but to me, it's an hour.
Al West said, once you go back to Al's comment. Said, once you live with your spouse, things will become a routine, which allows you to communicate properly when someone needs their you time.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
I get where you're coming from, but how about this? Prior to living with them, if you understand how to communicate. See, a lot of this stuff is preparation before marriage.
Yeah.
So if you know how to go in this thing the right way, then when you get in there, you won't have to learn the hard way.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, see, that's almost like on-the-job training. Like, now that I'm living with you and then we're going to learn this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't suggest that, Al.
Yeah,
I suggest you really kind of before you start moving, living with somebody. Because now
he said there's your spouse, so I think he's talking about married.
Yeah, true. While you're married, but still, that's the same thing. I don't think
learn that before.
Yeah, learn that before, because if you learning this stuff on the job training, man, it just makes the process a little longer.
And I'm gonna come to some of these comments, but let me say this: isn't it interesting though that now that we all have cell phones, when you're dating, there's no such thing as me time. Because if you don't answer the phone when that person calls you that you dating, then all of a sudden, what you up to? What you doing? You ain't answering my phone. Mm-hmm. So I guess, I guess you would have to communicate that too. But when you dating, how do you tell somebody that you need some me time?
That's right.
Without them getting offended.
That's right.
Sometimes you might not want to answer the phone. And it's not because you mad. It's just you don't feel like answering the phone.
Keisha Langston said, I require candor above all.
Candor.
Say whatever you need. Just watch that
tone and posture. You better say, Keisha a gangster. Let me tell you something. Keisha,
don't buy her no piano because she do not play.
Okay, she a quiet gangster. That's right.
Don't buy her.
Sheena says the Bible say, wait, don't shack.
Learning
your mate. Come on. You better. Why do people do the ugly face when they shout? Baby, do it again. Do the shout one more time. Why do people do the ugly face? That's the question.
I'm the deacon that do really. Just the deacon that just, I'm cool. I'm too cool. I don't want to sweat my suit out. You know what I mean? I got my suit on and.
Why is it that it fits some praise though?
Man, that tongue. He licked that tongue because he cool.
It's like, why? Come on, but anyway.
I'm sorry.
So basically,
I was really about to get serious in here, y'all. Shoot.
I just had to throw the joke in.
I was really about to get serious.
But yeah, so it's like when you say what you have to say, communicate and be respectful. That goes into that respect thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it disrespectful not to answer the phone every time your mate or the person you're dating at this point
calls? I'm just going to play devil's advocate for a second. Because remember what I said earlier in the show. I said a lot of times when people are at a low place, everything communicated is what you tell yourself. So sometimes when people, they receive wrong from the, you know what I'm saying? So now I could be really excited about something, and my posture is like this, and I'm just really excited. And because I'm excited, if you're in a low place, you can perceive that excitement as me yelling or an argument, and you can perceive it wrong. So what happens when you perceive the communication the wrong way? Good question, y'all.
That is a good question. What good happens question. When you perceive the communication the wrong way?
What happens when you perceive it the wrong way? Because a lot of us do that. A lot of times we get upset. Oh, man, he said something and he hurt my feelings. And the dude didn't even know he hurt your feelings, or the girl didn't know he hurt your feelings.
Right.
And now the communication is all because you're angry and didn't even say.
You mad.
What did you mean by that? So what happens when the communication is misinterpreted?
Right. What happens? Because there is misinterpretation in communication a lot of times. And then that's when you go to the thing of silent treatments, not wanting to talk.
Yeah, not wanting to talk. Going to the room and not really saying nothing.
Right. Not call people. What is that for? And then as a woman, a lot of times if there's an issue going on and I'm calling you and you're not calling me back, you finna get a long text. Oh, you getting the long text.
A long text?
Oh, yes. Because you're not answering the phone. And people don't listen to voicemails today. Back in the day, you used to say everything on the voicemail because, you know, he don't
listen.
Y'all
remember
the
voicemails back in the day?
Man, you getting a long text, okay? And everything that you're not hearing while I'm trying to call you going to come on that text. And a lot of times, I have to be honest, we have to learn not to react. We have to learn how not to react.
That is key to relationship communication. Reaction. I'm gonna tell you, this is women, all women on this feed. Please listen to this. A man will not mind communicating with you. What shuts down a man's communication is the response that women give when he communicates.
The reaction. Even if it's
The reaction. The reaction that men get when they try to communicate. Some women give that look.
And they have a nasty disposition the whole time he trying to talk.
You mean to tell me that's what you meant? What? You can't tell me that.
Please don't start off with you mean to tell me.
Let me ask you a question. If you want a man to run. Let me ask you a question. Come on.
We're not trying to get on the men, but since you brought it up, sometimes when you trying to talk to a man and he's a liar and he compulsively lies to you, then to me, correct me if I'm wrong.
This is the reason why.
Hold on one second.
The reaction.
Right. You're right. It is the reaction. It is. But that comes from childhood. That comes from.
No, it comes from not wanting to deal with the reaction that most women don't realize that they give.
Train up a child. That comes from childhood. That means that your mama probably was always or something.
Yeah, yeah. And I got you. I understand what you're saying.
And you have trained yourself how to deal with somebody who come at you sideways and you lie. And you have become a great liar.
Wow.
And now this person can't trust you in your marriage or your relationship because you lie. And really all you're trying to do is just avoid the yeah. Because it makes you feel a certain way.
It triggers a whole lot
now,
of stuff.
I'm not saying that's everybody, but I'm saying in my head, that's a lot of people. A lot of men.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. The keys for great communication, men do not like to deal with the reactions after communication. That's how men trust. Men trust with their deepest secrets.
Yeah, I remember you told me that time. One time, men trust by how you respond to their innermost secrets.
Men build trust. Like the reason why I trust my wife with my whole being is because she earned it. I'm not gonna lie, she earned it. And the way she earned it, she don't even know how she earned it. She earned it because everything I gave her, she kept it. She prayed for it. And then when she gave it back to me, it was encouragement. So now I was excited.
That's my gift.
I was so excited to give her more. Like, oh, wow.
Ooh, you was excited?
Yeah, I was excited to give her more about me because now the response I'm getting for her, the response I'm getting for her is now making me respond by giving her more of me.
Yes, give me more.
So the more I gave her, the more she took it, the more she nurtured it, and the more she gave it back.
Oh, I'll nurture something now. I will bring that thing to life, baby.
I'm telling you, and so here's the thing.
And it wasn't always easy. See, that's the thing. People want everything to be easy.
Okay, she says, sometimes it's avoiding accountability. It's fine if you don't want to talk. Just answer the phone and let me know that.
Okay, and watch
your tone.
And watch your tone.
You're going to make sure you don't talk bad to Keisha.
And the thing about Keisha is husband is the most docile, the most mild-tempered man ever.
Oh, he, because he knew to watch his tone.
Hey, Patrice, how are you? Yeah, so the thing about it is, y'all, listen, like I was saying before, it wasn't easy. Because my husband before, when we were dating, even when we were friends before dating, he had a lot of pain that he was dealing with. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, ladies, God is summoning us. He's commissioning us to pray for these men's soul.
Yes, yes, really.
I had to start Sheena, praying for Jesse's soul. He has some soul ties. He had a lot of women up in his soul. A lot of them. A lot. Did I say a lot? I'm messing with y'all. It was a lot, though.
It was a lot, y'all.
But it wasn't a lot. A lot, a lot. Was it a lot, a lot, a lot? Oh, my. Well, anyway, he had a lot of soul ties. And because of those soul ties, on top of the other stuff that he was dealing with, the loss of his mother, the stuff he was dealing with just on a day-to-day basis, being a young black man in America, all kinds of stuff that he was dealing with, he was angry.
He was angry.
Not only was he angry, he was a New York angry.
What is that?
Man, there's no angry like a New York and New Jersey up top angry.
I'm going to give y'all a key, y'all. Those of y'all on this line that's not married and you're desiring to get married, mm-hmm. I dare you to pray for your mate.
Before. You don't even have to know who he is.
You don't even have to know who she or he is.
Just pray for
your mate.
Pray for their soul.
Because what you're doing is you're paying it forward.
Yes.
Because a lot of times in relationships, these things are needed.
Talk about them like you know everything. You Lord, know, pray for their heart. Heal their heart, Lord God. Right there, Lord.
Yeah.
Right there where they're hurting, right there. Yeah. Lord, whatever they're going through right now, in this very moment, right. Lord God, right. Take care of that for them. Let them know you real. This is some serious business.
I can't wait to get around you, bro.
This is serious business. Pray for your mate. If you're married and you're in a broken situation, it works then too. Only thing is, you got to be on the front line.
I want to say this to my brother while he's on the line, mm-hmm. Al West.
Okay.
My brother Al West on the line. I want to say this to you, man. I can't wait to get around you. There's so much in you that God wants to heal from you.
Wow, come on.
God wants to heal you in those broken places, man. He got something for you. Al is an awesome musician, an awesome producer. But some things that happen in your life, man, that cause you to really be questionable, even to God. But God got something for you, bro. I promise you, man. I promise you, bro. I promise you, bro. God got something for you, man. And it's great. And I promise you, I can't wait to get around you, man. So I can hold you up, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hold you up. I'm going to hold you up, bro.
And Jesse is.
I mean that.
He's serious.
I'm going to hold you up, Al.
God wants to heal you everywhere.
Everywhere, Al.
This is what I tell women when I counsel them. It is a badge of honor for me to fight for my husband. Because I already know that the devil is coming with his bag of tricks. So I'm going to fight for this man.
Yes, yes.
And when he falls down, I'm going to help him get up.
Yes.
And when he hurts me and my feelings, I'm going to do the best I can to handle it the right way.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that I can continue to fight for him. Because if I bash him and bring him down and cause him to fall to his knees, there is no way he going to be able to lead a strong woman like me.
Amen. Danielle, and we're going to get ready to wrap up in a hot second because our time is drawing now.
Yeah.
But do know this, y'all. Duly note this. That God is in control.
As long as
we know that God is in control, there's nothing that we go through. Mm-hmm. That he is not in control of.
He wrote the story and then he started you. He wrote the story. Your story is written.
And then he put
you in there as the character to play the best you that you can play in your own story. Nobody else can play and cast you better than you in your story.
Everything we going through is to get to the promise that God has for us.
Yeah.
Everything that happens in our life is because God allowed it to happen.
Yes.
So there's nothing that he won't put on you that you can't bear.
That's right.
But it's the process.
We're
it's
stronger than we know.
So don't praise your way out of it. Praise your way through it.
Come on with the through. That's right. And this is something that I feel led to say. Stop being fearful of death. We don't have to fear death. God has conquered death, hell, and the grave.
That's right.
To die is gain.
To die is gain. My brother Renee, he ain't on tonight.
Reason. We're here on this earth for a reason. And the purpose is to do something for Christ, for God. But baby, when I die, hallelujah.
By and by.
I'm going to be in a better place because this world is going to hell in a handbasket.
Wow.
I'd rather be on a train to glory.
Uh-oh. Glory. This the glory train right here, y'all. That's that New York shout, y'all. Y'all know how to do it with the hands up.
That's right. I'm not trying to say I'm trying to die. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I want to die. I don't. And I don't want my loved ones to be sad. But that's the only reason why I would not want to go on to be and see this Jesus that we've been talking about. Because that's I don't want my loved ones to be sad. Other than that.
So listen, y'all.
Stop being fearful of death, people.
As we get ready to grow. We're not going, but as we get ready to grow.
Yes.
We're getting ready, y'all, to be in Atlanta, Georgia. We're doing a night of shift.
Uh-huh.
It's a relationship.
Night out.
Night out.
Yes.
We're going to have dope music, dope singers, dope sessions of relationship stuff.
That's right.
It's going to be the third Saturday in January.
That's
but
right.
But we'll have the date and everything and the tickets available soon.
The tickets
available
everyone.
Soon. We're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia in January.
That's right.
So listen, y'all. Y'all be listening out for that. For the information with that, my wife is going to be, actually reaching out to a lot of y'all individually.
And listen.
And then, two, y'all, I'm sorry, baby. I'm so sorry.
Go ahead, because I was going to say something.
And then, two, y'all, we are going to be transferring this feed to the Shift Real Talk page.
Shift Movement.
We have a Shift Movement page, and we're going to be sending you guys the links to that so y'all can go watch everything that we're going to be putting up. We're going to be putting up short film. We're going to be putting up a whole lot of stuff on this page, man. And whole lot of inspiration.
There's going to be some relationship questions on this page. If you have a relationship question, this is the platform for you. Shift Movement 2021 on Facebook.
And we don't ask for no donations, y'all. We don't ask because we don't do this for money. But a lot of people keep telling me, if you don't tell them to cash app so that some people can bless you, I mean, and so I'm just going to do it. I mean, it's up to you guys, but we don't do this for money. We do it because this is what he put in us. And we're not doing it to make money. We're doing it because we want to bless the kingdom.
Yeah.
But it's the $ Shift Movement is the Cash App.
Yep. Simple.
So if y'all want to just bless this ministry, we thank God for it. We'll be so grateful.
Yes.
But even if you don't. We're grateful
because
anyway.
God blessed us
because,
to do this.
Yes. Our desire is just somebody to say, I just want to change my level of thinking toward God. You know,
I
pointed to lead you to God so that He can help you in all your situations.
I'm getting excited.
So as we get ready to grow, I'm getting ready to go spend some time with this beautiful queen right here, y'all.
I'm getting excited.
I'm getting ready to praise my way out of here.
Hey!
May the Lord watch.
Thank you, Lord.
Between me and thee.
Come on, God.
We're praising our way through it.
Thank you, Lord.
We're praising our way through it.
Yes.
We're not asking God to take it away
hallelujah,
from us. But we're asking Him to stay in the midst of the storm.
Stay in the middle
and we thank
with
you.
Us, Lord.
The Cash App, Al, is the $ Shift Movement.
In the name of Jesus.
Shift Movement.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
What's
Jesus.
What's the prayer over?
Hey, look, the prayer was over. Look, the prayer, look, we still praying.
Amen.
But we thank you guys. If you guys want to be a blessing, thank you.
Yes,
y'all look toward this shift night, man. We got some wonderful stuff happening. You know, speed dating. We're going to be teaching out stuff. Man, we got a whole lot of stuff
paint
coming
and
up.
Shift.
Man,
instead
yeah,
of
we got a whole
shift,
lot of stuff coming
shift.
Up.
We
will
some
be in Atlanta.
Shifts. Come on now. Let's get it.
The third Saturday in January. We will definitely be in Atlanta. Doing a shift night, y'all. Saturday night.
If you want a speed date for Valentine's Day and find you a boo thing,
we're gonna
be doing that.
We're gonna have some couple panels, some married panels, man. We're gonna get Larry and his wife, man, my brother. We got some good stuff.
You never know.
We got some good stuff going on, man. You got some good
Shift
stuff.
Shift Movement 2021 Facebook page, guys. Everybody, for the most part, I believe most of you have been invited to this page, but this is where you're going to see
a
lot of Shift content. Movement. This is where you're going to be able to just post. Yeah. If you see some good relationship comments or posts, post them up on the Facebook page.
And to y'all, if y'all got a topic that y'all want to talk about,
post it.
Post it. We'll talk about it. We'll bring it up.
Post it.
We want to talk about what you guys
want
to talk about.
We want to talk about. That's right.
So send some topics, y'all. I know Kimmy Jones got a whole bunch of topics.
Yeah, she got some stuff to say.
We want to get you and your husband in here on one of these podcasts, Kimmy, so we're going to work that out. We got to go outside to the football game and do it.
Well, that's right.
Kimmy Jones, we're going to do one, okay?
Yes.
So third week in January. That's right.
Shift Real Talk,
y'all.
We love you.
We love y'all guys.
Signing out.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for watching. Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.